Do you not understand that the New Jersey Nets are coming to Brooklyn? They have an owner that is worth $17 billion. And granted, you got salary cap restrictions and all of that other stuff going on, but they're not going away. Understand that the New Jersey Nets are moving to Brooklyn. Jay-Z owns a small percentage. Don't worry about the percentage. Worry about the vision. Jay-Z is coming for New York. He's convinced Prokhorov to come for New York. Ratner is coming for New York. They're not trying to come here to fit in. They're coming to take over. You can't sit by and do nothing. This is what it is. If you listen to nothing else that I say, please listen to me. I know these people. I'm telling you what their agenda is. They're not looking at Brooklyn as if it's just Brooklyn. They know it's over 2 million people in the borough alone. Their attitude is their arena is better than the Garden, which it will be because it's modernized and it's brand new. It's not renovated. Ain't some rats running around below in Penn Station. Oh, no. It's the Barclays Center. Have y'all seen it? Check it out. I have. I went for a tour. Oh, it's off the chain, y'all. It's off the chain. All that traffic on Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn. No, they got like 9 subway lines coming in. They're not playing. They are coming for New York. Jay-Z. And I don't bring this up very often. You know that. But that's my man. Don't ask me his business. I'll never tell you. Ain't none of your business. It's my boy. Him, Juan, Michael, Kaz, all of them, they're my boys. I know how they think. They're not coming to play second fiddle to the New York Knicks. They are coming to take over. I'll even tell you what the plan is. Dwight Howard, re-signed Darren Williams. You got a legitimate center and one of the best point guards in the game today. By the way, y'all, Anthony Morrow can shoot. Marshawn Brooks can shoot. And oh, by the way, they got these athletes sprinkled around all of these other places. They ain't bad. They're just not an elite team. That's all. But if you put them with the best big man in the game and one of the top 3 point guards in the game, you think the Knicks are going to stop them? Did you see what Darren Williams did to the Knicks by himself? They're not playing. They're not playing. They are coming to take over New York. Brooklyn is just their hub. You think they just care about Brooklyn? So what? The Knicks care about Manhattan? That's it? Don't people come in from Long Island to come to the Garden? Don't they come from Queens, Staten Island, the Bronx, and Brooklyn to come to Long Island? You don't think they'll do that to go to a new arena, which is the Barclays Center? You don't think they'll come to watch Dwight Howard and Darren Williams, especially if Amari and Melo are stinking up the joint? Open your eyes. They're coming to take over. That's what this move is about. You know why they built the arena? It ain't just because it wasn't room in Manhattan or you couldn't build something on the West Side Highway. They built it in Brooklyn because they don't want any parts of sharing anything with the Knicks. They're coming to take over.